Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Okay, in light of today's topic, I opened up a web browser and in Google, I started to type, "You can't." Tracy, what do you think popped up with the autocomplete? And it's not Nickelodeon's "You Can't Do That" on television from 1981. I know how nostalgic you are. Do you have any idea?
You can't if you think you can't?
No. All right, your hint is... Your hint is Jack Nicholson. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. You're listening to the Journey to There radio show. And this is not only the intersection between personal and business growth. This, today's episode, is a journey through one of Tracy's most uncomfortable aha moments. Find us online at journeytothere.com. Listen to all the episodes on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Empower Radio, and Stitcher. Did you get the autocomplete?
Oh my God, no, the Jack Nicholson thing just totally gave it away.
Okay.
And I can't even believe that you're that clever, even though I know you're clever, but that's beyond clever. So,
so it's
just start.
You can't?
You can't handle the truth.
All right, so along with today's topic, part of it is you have to face your truth before you can live your truth. So what does that mean in regards to today's show?
Well, today's show...
The big sigh, the big pause.
We actually should have named this episode Exposed. However, I more eloquently put it as Face
Your facts. Right, face your facts.
Because you have to face your truth before you can live your truth. And to answer your question, what it means, okay, first of all, you know, there's all this big buzzword catchphrases going around right now about like live your truth and be authentic. And I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. Like, I'm a huge advocate for that, actually.
Why does it have to be a buzzword? Can we not just be authentic in life?
Exactly. Why does it even have to be a buzzword? That is such a good question. However, because it's kind of trendy now, you almost don't really want to even believe anybody anymore that says, "I'm truly authentic."
It's trendy.
Like, well, are you just making that up right now?
It's trendy to be honest. But when that goes out of style, we can go back to our old ways.
But let me tell you what's not trendy.
Oh, God. What happened to you this week?
No. What's not trendy is being honest with yourself.
Well, that's never been trendy.
That is what's not trendy. It is very trendy to be honest and authentic and transparent. But what is more difficult than that is being honest with yourself. And I, of course, have a story about why it is so important to be honest with yourself about your own shortcomings in order to be able to actually live your truth.
You always have a story, Tracy. I think you create stories for yourself. You create conflict for yourself for topics for the show.
I so totally wish that was true right now.
What happened to you, girl?
Okay. So, you know, I eat, breathe, live, sleep, love my business. And I love being self-employed. And I love anything from being a freelancer to being a project manager to being a launcher. I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's why you're successful.
And I'm always talking about the fact that it's important to try to, if you're going to live your truth, to balance out your work with, like, say, maybe a holiday, a vacation, right?
Yeah, you deserve a vacation.
And I'm famous for choosing vacation locations that require passport because one is more difficult to get in touch with if you're not in the same country because normally you don't get as good a cell phone signal in reception, but apparently that is not the case in Mexico. If anyone's trying to escape their reality, do not go to Mexico and take your cell phone with
you. So in other words, Tracy can take a vacation by going into the other room if she just leaves her cell phone in the first room she was in. That's
right,
a vacation.
Technically, if I go outside, I'm in a vacation destination area, but that's not the point. The point is that I was last week, my husband and I were celebrating our wedding anniversary. Love.
Well, vacation. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. It's the best decision I ever made was to marry him because he is so much more grounded than I am.
And he's a strong guy to be able to put up with you.
So let's just get right down to it.
Okay.
So what happened was we left for a vacation on a Monday evening, which is out of my normal routine. And so the Monday of said leaving for vacation day, I had a to-do list that if you took a look at it, and I showed it to you, Russ, so you can verify that this is really
Wait
the
a
truth.
Minute. Is that what that is? This is a to-do list? Hold
yeah,
on.
Well, you can't read it. Hold on. I'm the only one that can decipher it. And you will, everybody who's listening, you will be exposed to my brain when I do post this image.
No, she sends me this image and she says, this is somewhat a basis of our show. And I was like, this is an image? Go ahead. Keep talking.
No,
I'm bringing
actually,
it up.
Actually, his response was, what is this, chaotic success? However, there's one white space on the page that didn't get crossed off. And that was the one thing that I needed to do before I left town that impacted a relationship with a brand new client. So I basically have to face the facts about this. Here's the thing. I slammed way too much into Monday. I had a weekend that was before that I very well could have gotten some of those things done that were on the list, and I didn't do that. And then I overscheduled myself. I took 3 new business calls on a Monday while I also had all of these other things to do to get out of town to leave for vacation out of the country.
You were leaving Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Monday evening.
So you had the day.
And so on top, so 3 new business call, client calls, conference calls, plus my massive to-do list to leave town. And
Did you pack?
Yeah, in the middle of all that. And so... The thing about it is that I left off one thing, and the one thing that I left off created a string of chaos that did not appear to be successful. And what I mean by that is that I almost lost my new client. I almost lost the entire account, and I have never said those words out loud to anyone else ever, because I very rarely, if ever, have ever almost lost a client.
Wow.
So now I'm saying it out loud to you, Russ, and to the world, because I need to share what happened. And basically what happened was I didn't do what I needed to do, and it involved connecting 2 people together that were on my team that needed to work together. And in order to work together, they needed to be connected to each other. And I did not do an introduction to them via email, so they did not have each other's contact information.
Okay.
And so at the said time, they were supposed to connect. I messed up.
Okay.
But what ended up happening was that I got very flustered because I did get notification of it on my vacation. And I only look at my phone once a day on vacation. And thank God I actually did look at it that day, that time. But it was too late because I was in a different time zone. So I was managing like 3 different time zones because of the situation.
I need to interrupt you here. You did mention that there is one space that wasn't crossed off on your to-do list. What happened at that point that you neglected that bullet point?
I ran out of time, and I really thought that I had taken care of everything. Like I honestly can't explain it other than that's why we're having this episode, is that I have to face my facts. And the fact of the matter is that I have a lot going on in my business right now, and I love that. We're hugely successful. We have like 3 new launches over the next 2 weeks. We just brought on new clients, and I
growing pains.
Just,
you know, yeah, what a, you know what a good answer would have been, Tracy, instead of all this? What a good answer would have been, you know what, Russ? I looked at this page of Scribble Scrabble and I saw that there was something that wasn't done. I just couldn't read my handwriting, Russ, because
yeah,
this...
I wish that was true. Yeah,
this
no,
is...
You couldn't read it, but
no,
I read it.
I don't know anybody.
When I got back. So anyway, this story's going on way too long because I have so much good content around the consequences of it. And the consequences of it are what we really want to talk about today. So yes, I made a mistake and it almost cost me my client. And that really is all I probably needed to say at the beginning. And what it did is it snowballed, because then my client basically expressed his concern, literally expressed his concern to me that he found me to be highly unorganized, and he was concerned about whether or not I would be able to manage the business.
Okay, do you blame him?
I do not blame him, but I will say to you in the world that has never happened to me before, and it kicked me in the gut so hard because you know what? Because it was true.
So maybe it's a good thing it happened.
And I'm not typically highly unorganized, but because of our growing pains, very nice way to put it, my growing pains in the business, then I have found myself in a situation where I needed to recreate my systems in order to accommodate, but I hadn't gotten honest with myself that A, I needed help, and B, that it had already, the toothpaste was already out of the tube about the level of organization, and three, I have a great team that I chose not to bring into this highly chaotic state of growth and help let them help me.
I mean, which you've talked about in your past episodes about trusting your team.
I know. And that's why I love doing the show, because what do you teach? What you most need to learn. But this lesson was a butt kicker. And so the client is now stabilized. They are happy. The only way that I can make it up to this client is to prove to him that I am organized, and every set of circumstances that have progressed since then has proven that to him, and we're all back on the right track. But what it was a huge, pivotal, monumental shift for me, in that I realized that there are a lot of times in life where you think you are what you are, and so therefore you think that that's the way everybody else sees you because you think that's the way you are.
And you also get comfortable with that.
And you get comfortable with that, and then all of a sudden, that's not the case, or maybe it hasn't even been the case all along, but until you actually realize that it's not true what you think about yourself, and that you actually need to improve upon that area, that you can actually make an improvement. So the whole bottom line of my lesson was, we really have to get honest with ourselves about what we need to improve before we can actually improve.
Hence what we said at the beginning of the show, you have to face your truth before you can live your truth.
Exactly. And the other thing that I want to point out too, and the reason why I went so detailed into the story, was that happened and I went into my typical self-inflicting, like, you know, I talk a lot about that I carry around an invisible baseball bat and I like to beat myself up around my perfectionism and this and that. So ironically, my first default mode was to actually try to then say, you know, don't be a perfectionist, you're human, you make a mistake. And all that is a factual statement. I am not superhuman. I do make mistakes. This was a mistake. But what it was a mistake, it was a mistake because it was an indicator of a much more.
They're coming to strike you down.
My gosh.
We got some heavy. I don't know if this is heavy weather outside our window here, or if this is Tracy talking.
Oh my gosh. I'm kind of scared about what my next statement was going to be, which is, when you hear the truth.
I'm sliding my chair over.
When you hear the truth, as tough as it may be to hear, you do know it's true. And we've got thunder and lightning to prove it.
Classic. Couldn't have happened at a better time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's why this episode is so incredibly important to me, because I get
there. It is. Hey, Mother Nature.
Okay. I think we could take from this that everybody needs to hear this in some way, fashion, or form, that you just really have to look at yourself in the mirror, and you got to face the facts that there are things that, yes, you're human, and yes, you make mistakes, and you're not a perfection, you know, nothing is perfect, but at the same time, there are areas that aren't perfect, and you can make changes and put in systems or safety nets if it's a personal situation that can keep these things from happening again. But sometimes it takes that really embarrassing, exposed yourself to the client. Like, I was so flustered, then I followed up with a text to my team that ended up being on the group text with the client. And I'm not kidding. I wish I was.
Oh, my
goodness. It was just horrible.
So you just kept rolling on with some mishaps.
I rolled with it. And the perfect storm, pardon the pun, since we're getting all those stormful indicators, is that it was on a Friday. And so I couldn't even deal with it until, you know, I couldn't get any of it resolved till I was A, back in the country, and B, you know, I had to live through it over the weekend, which you can only imagine what was going on inside the hamster wheel of my brain, because I didn't even want to talk to my husband about it or tell another living, breathing soul, because I was so embarrassed because my ego was in the way.
So you're sharing a vacation with your husband. You didn't even mention this to him?
Hell no. Pardon my French.
Wow.
And I'll just say that the reason is not because of him. He's not judgmental. He's
you
not
didn't
critical.
Want to bring work into vacation with you.
No, I was too embarrassed. I literally felt shamed. And as a result of that, which is not super healthy, I'm just saying for the world to hear, but that I went from, oh my God, I can't believe this happened, to, oh my God, I can't believe this happened and it's my fault, to, oh my God, this happened, it's my fault and I'm so embarrassed, to, oh my God, this happened. It's my fault. I'm so embarrassed. And the reality is, it's because I need new systems. And I had a huge wake-up call to make me realize that. So what I'm hoping for, which I do in every episode, is that I'm shortcutting someone's learning curve to feel like that they really need to take a look at themselves and see what area in their life or their business that they might need to hear the facts are the facts and tell them to themselves first before someone else grossly points out their inadequacies to them in an environment that is puts you at financial risk. We don't want that for anybody.
No. Learn from Tracy's mistakes, ladies and gentlemen.
Please, for the love of God above, who has sent us thunderstorms
and lightning
to back this up, do learn from my mistakes. So as a result, I got back and I really started digging in to, you know, first of all, look at my part in it, which was really clear. I figured that out. It was the one white space square on the to-do list that didn't get done. And then I started looking at, okay, so what do I need to do? I got to move on out of the funk. What do I need to do to actually really put some systems into place? Because I'm going to make a mistake. That we can't. Put a safety
well, yeah, and that was my next question. What is it you are going to do to change to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, sometimes people learn slowly and sometimes people learn quickly. I am obviously a slow learner because me being unorganized is something that I've always been able to keep within the confines of my inner circle.
Now, and let me ask you, is this
and my organization is not unorganized to me. I'm going down a defense path, and that's not even what I mean.
I know.
By this.
Put your gloves down. Put your boxing gloves down.
Right.
Is this a situation of being unorganized, which I would say maybe so, or is it a situation, of success because you are getting busy? And is it you're getting so busy that you need to change the way your organizational skills are? I mean, what's the dynamic
here?
Well,
I think that fundamentally that is the crux of the problem to be solved. And because I've always been busy and I've always been able to manage it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's the past. So what about the present and the future? So what I really realized was that this entire thing could have been avoided if I had taken advantage of the team that I have in place that is there to support me. And I did not, because I fell back into really old behavior, which was I had my blinders on. And I went from, I love this, I can't say that this is mine. I'm going to credit it totally to Sark. If you don't know who Sark is, you got to Google it. Her name is an acronym, S-A-R-K, and it's for all this like wonderful, succulent, artful, rainbow, wonderful.
Right.
But and she is wonderful, and I've been a fan of her since 1993 when she started her business. All that being said, she makes this point that is so powerful. And it is all about the fact that we have a creative side of our business. And that is like we are a creative worker. Like we're like the chug-a-lug, like pushing along, like we're the worker bee. And then we have a manager side of ourselves in our business. And so we have a manager side and we have a creative worker side. However, if you leave your manager out and you just... only operate on the creative worker side of things, then basically you're a very tired worker and you have an unawakened manager. And that is basically what I was, is I was a very tired creative worker who wasn't managing my business in the way that I knew would be better for my business and for myself. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I have difficulty asking for help, first of all. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there.
And like, why is that?
I have always been that way. And I mean, it does not mean that I think I'm better than anybody else or that I can do it better than anybody else. I guess it's one of those things, if, you know, truly being revealed, is that it puts me, in my opinion, in a vulnerable situation, which is completely and totally false and is basically not true.
All right, with that said, I want to circle back because you said this could have been avoided. And the way my train of thought is, no, it couldn't have been avoided because it wasn't avoided and it did happen. And the good side is, the bright side is, it had to happen for you to move on and up to the next level.
It did. And you're absolutely right. And that is what I chose because we absolutely can choose our perspective on how we look at things. Like, I could have stayed in that yucky beat up myself mode, and I did not do that. And I did it, okay, for like 24 hours. I'm not going to lie, because it's all
on vacation.
On vacation, and we were only gone for 3 days. So one day kind of got ruined in my head, but that's okay. But at the end of the day, of all of this, in terms of making mistakes, facing your truth, learning from them, I had to come back to my core lesson that I have been trying to teach myself for the last 20-something years, which is you are not what you do. Like, my person, who I am, Tracy Long DeForge, is not defined by what I do as Tracy Long DeForge, business development strategist, entrepreneurial junkie.
Junkie.
Those things define what I do, but they do not define who I am. So right. When that client said, I feel like you are highly unorganized, it hit me in my gut because it was true that my systems weren't as organized in this place in my business as they should have been. But I actually am an organized person.
You're only as organized as you are perceived to your client in that particular situation. So in his eyes, you are not an organized person. As much as you can stand there and say, I am organized. In that case.
And that's all about facing your facts. Because in that moment, I was not organized. And I really, really had to step back and look at the way I've been running my business for the last 6 months, because I have gotten into a lot of old habits, and the old habits were working, you know, there's a difference between working in solitude and working in isolation. Mm. And the difference is that when you work in solitude, you are being collaborative outside of everything else, but you take moments of solitude to inspire creative thinking or to take time for yourself and put yourself first. Like, working in solitude means that you're working in solitude in increments that are healthy for you. Working in isolation promotes the belief that we are separate and we are alone. So I, instead of taking moments of solitude and then working in collaboration, I've been working in isolation. And my creative worker is exhausted, and she is like, please, can I take a nap?
All right. Speaking of exhausted, we're coming to a close towards the end of the show. And for obvious reasons, this episode has exhausted you. We're going to take a quick break. She's kind of laughing, but on the verge of crying. We're gonna take a quick break.
Poor me.
And Tracy's got a little bit more to say, and I think you'll be interested in what she has to say. And we'll hear from that. We'll hear from Tracy right after this.
Podcasting is fast becoming the hottest marketing platform and most personal way to convey your message to the world. Now is the time to launch your show. Podcast listening grew 23% between 2015 and 2016. And 21% of Americans ages 12 and up listened to a podcast in the past month. So you want to start a show but don't know how? ProduceYourPodcast.com can help. Our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters can help you launch, manage, and grow your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. We offer full-service podcast production with live producers and distribution based on a customized marketing strategy to grow followers. Contact us at ProduceYourPodcast.com and schedule your free 15-minute consultation. ProduceYourPodcast.com. That's ProduceYourPodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to There.
So we're back with our topic. It's Face Your Facts. And Tracy, it's an exhausting show for you. You've got a lot to say in a little bit of time, but let's hear what you've got.
Well, I've exposed severe vulnerability because I do always like it to appear as if that I have my four-letter words together. and you know, clearly I don't always, and no human does. So these are takeaways, but these are also the lessons that I learned. So I'm going to, you know, have those be combined, and hopefully, like I said, it'll shortcut your learning curve. So one of the things is that when you get inside your head and inside that hamster wheel, and I think you know what I'm talking about, if you've ever been there, like if you're beating yourself up or you're overwhelmed or overworked.
Oh, we've all been there.
Right. Then if you do these three things, this will be super helpful, which is you say it out loud, write it down, and then leave it alone. So if I had said it out loud, it wouldn't have been circling around in my head for 3 days.
Yeah.
If I had written it down, I would have been able to see more clearly about what I could do to improve as opposed to beat myself up. And then I could have just left it and only focused on moving forward. So it really loses its, you know, this kind of anxiety loses its power, and then it opens up more creative space. So say it, write it, and leave it.
Say it out loud.
Yes, say it out loud, and preferably to another human that's empathetic and that will just basically, you know, you can even say this, like, I'm saying this out loud, so it loses the power.
What about in front of a mirror?
Well, you can do that, but I mean, that, no, you can't. You gotta say it out loud to another human.
Okay.
Okay?
Then next time, when you're on vacation and this is happening, say it out loud to your hubby, will you?
Yeah, I might just grab a stranger in the bathroom. Okay, so then the other thing is, like, action is far different than the dress rehearsal of things that we have in our head. So if you think about it, like, the dress rehearsal in my head was, this client is awesome, they're new, we're gonna kick butt, I'm so excited, I've got this thing down. And then what happened was, is that the action was not actually reflective of the dress rehearsal of how the show was going in my head.
It never is.
So pay attention more to the action and actually taking the action than doing the dress rehearsal over and over. And the other thing that will do also, by the way, is help you move forward. Because a lot of times people just stay in dress rehearsal mode and they never actually do the show. And the best way to do that, saying in action, is something that I've talked about many times, but I'm going to reiterate it again, which is micro, mini, small bites, little steps, however you want to name it. I love it. Sark actually names it micro movements.
Micro movements.
She says, yeah, she calls them micro movements. I've always just said, like, if you take a step, no matter how small the step is, it's still something like you're moving forward on. And that is going to solve just about any problem that you have, whether it's brought on by whatever circumstances, is just taking one small step forward to break that habit. And I'd love to close with a Warren Buffett quote that I want to leave behind for everybody.
This is who? Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett's okay. Worth $60 billion, and it's not about the money, because he is one of the coolest guys you've ever had a chance to watch the documentary. He says, and I quote, "Habits lay on you lightly until they become so heavy you can't break them."
Ah. So we'll leave you on that note. You look exhausted, Tracy.
I am so tired.
We're done with this episode. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. Find us on Facebook and spread the word. Don't keep us all to yourself. Let us know how you listen to the show. Is it from our website, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Empower Radio, We look forward to hanging out with you at the intersection between personal and business growth on the next episode. This is the Journey to There radio show.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.